FinFM, thanks so much for tuning in to Woman of the Week. Thanks to my fine sponsors, Pico Energy, Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and Princeton Orthopedics Associates. Five locations, princetonorthopedic.com. Joining me now, Chris Barnett, founder of Close Mentor. We have to talk about your career path because it's a little wonky and fabulous. Lawyer, then executive director of a biopharmaceutical company, now owner of two clothing resale stores, personal shopper, stylishly outfitting women in discounted design apparel. Are you one of those women that said, I'm out of the corporate melee?
I actually love the corporate melee. There was a whole lot of reasons for the twists and the turns, but I loved practicing law. I loved being a lobbyist, and I loved leading a government affairs team, but I have a young one. And sometimes that helps you make different choices in life. Still like being in charge. I still like having my business, and I still like taking care of others. And I'm able to do all of that in my Clothes Mentor stores. I needed to make a change, and I also needed to make sure she saw what I believed in the world. And so at my stores, she gets to see every day women taking care of women. She gets to see the value of a dollar. She gets to see how good you feel when you dress up and you have more confidence and you're ready to take on the world. And I think because she gets to see all that, she gets to carry it forward, where maybe I had to learn it on my own along the way.
Oh, you're a great role model for your daughter. By the way, hit up closementor.com because that's where you're going to get a lot of information. Tell us exactly what we can find at your two stores. $95 for Christian Louboutin pumps that were originally $700. Whoa, tell me more.
Well, the beauty of a resale store is that we pay women cash on the spot when they bring in the items they no longer use. Then we sell those items to customers, and their average is at least 70% off mall prices. So because of that, you are going to get fabulous deals every day, and you're also going to get to put cash in your pocket. I always like to say you can actually get paid to shop when you come to Clothes Mentor, because if you clean out your closet, we pay you cash on the spot, then you find that fabulous pair of Louboutins to take home with you. You just got paid to shop.
When did this idea come to you?
Well, it's a national franchise, and I grew up in a household where, you know, we always had to watch our pennies, and so we always had to be smart about shopping sales. We always had to be smart about looking at yard sales and hunting for that bargain. Well, the great thing about Clothes Mentor as a franchise, which really appealed to me, was you don't have to hunt, and you don't have to buy those clothes that are marked down in the store that nobody wanted, and that's why they're on steep clearance. You're actually buying things that people want, people wanted to wear, people bought them because they fit perfectly for whatever their need was at the time, and now for whatever reason it doesn't work for them, but it would still work for you. We buy them in excellent condition, like new condition, and a lot of them still have tags on them.
That's amazing. Clothes Mentor, then, is the name of the store. You've got one in Westchester, and where's the other one?
The other one is right down the road in Springfield.
I was the third daughter, so I'm very used to hand-me-downs. Doesn't bother me at all.
That's right, but often a hand-me-down was pretty well loved by the time it got to you.
Where you specialize in almost barely used, right?
That's right. It has to be in excellent condition for us to make an offer on it. And, you know, we have customers come from all over with such amazing things in their closet that it's not hard to find something to make an offer on. And they put the cash in their pocket, and you're going to get a great deal when you shop in the store.
And all shapes and sizes?
Well, I am a plus size girl, and so we have it all. We have 00 all the way up the spectrum to 4X. The interesting thing about our store is we buy from the community. So we buy what the customer sells to us. So if the customer comes in and she brought in a 3 bags full of 4X clothes, that's what we're reviewing to make an offer on that day. Wider the array of sizes, the happier we are, because we want something for everybody, because every woman deserves to feel good about herself and just have that feeling of confidence because you know you look good no matter what your size may be.
My guest is Chris Barnett. Clothes Mentor's Westchester location has exceeded the $1 million mark in dollars paid to its customers since its opening in 2012. You're doing a pretty good business out there.
We have a lot of fun. Doesn't that just sound so amazing? It makes me feel so good. Again, thinking about this as a life lesson for my daughter and for everything I represent and I believe in, saying that we were able to pay back to the community over $1 million. It's a community store. The community builds it, so the community benefits. benefits from it too. Our goal is to be putting fresh stuff onto the sales floor every single hour. Wow. We have customers that stop in every day at lunchtime, every day on their drive home, because you never know what's going to be new.
Chris, if somebody's looking for something very specific, say an accessory of some kind, do you allow them to tell you what it is they're seeking? And then maybe if it comes through, let them know?
I think there are two ways to do that in our store. One is we work really hard to get to know our customers because, again, they're our community. They help build it, and we try to take care of each other. It's women taking care of women in our store. So we do our best. But the other thing is we have a personal shopper program in our store. Clothes Mentor's philosophy is that you should feel like you are part of a luxury brand, even in our resale store. We buy luxury brands. We buy the top of the line. We buy better brands. So you should feel like you're having that experience of a high-end retailer. If you are part of our personal shopper program, then we keep a list of items you might be interested in, and we do our best to give you a call when they come in. I always tell people, even if you are not familiar with the personal shopper experience, sign up and give it a try. Let some of our stylists help you with your fashions that you want in your closet, and then they'll also keep an eye out for you. Now, we don't handle vintage items. That's best for consignment shops, but because we look for items that are current fashion less than 2 years old.
Gotcha.
Is our general rule of thumb, but the personal shoppers always are on the lookout for their clients.
Let's talk about the philanthropic side of the business, although it sounds like some people are getting a little bit of change from you guys all the time, but there is one group that you support fairly regularly, a nonprofit called Hotties for Humanity. You had me at Hotties.
I know. Isn't that great?
Tell us more.
So it is a local group, and their goal is to always keep things hyper local. So while a lot of us will do efforts for, say, breast cancer awareness, they would help your neighbor in need who's dealing with breast cancer. So they raise funds, but they have a twofold goal. The first goal is to connect women to women and make sure that women are building those friendship and support networks that we all need. I strongly believe in that, having gone the career path I've traveled. I know that women need to do better at taking care of women. And so that's their first goal. And then their second goal is to make sure that they are supporting the people who need support in their backyard, whether it was a college student who was injured and now needs their house to be rehabbed for access purposes, or whether it's a family struggling, somebody in the family has cancer. They're always there and they're always trying to help. And they have monthly events. They have a great website, Hotties for Humanity, and it's the number 4. And
is that at .org or .com?
.com. If you look at their website, you'll see the pictures. Everybody is always smiling. They have a lot of fun, and we are really proud to be working with them.
Well, it's so great to meet you. They told me, Chris Barnett, you were a power woman, and they weren't fooling around. Clothes Mentors, 2 locations, one in Springfield right here in Delaware County. Westchester is the other one, and that is Chester County. That one's been around since 2012. How long has the Springfield store been here?
18 months now.
So it's still pretty new.
Yeah.
What's at the website? Can people take a look in advance?
So at clothesmentor.com, it has a list of all the store locations across the country. But if you go to our Facebook pages or our Instagram pages, we work really hard every day to put up the hottest inventory. So on an average day, we probably buy close to 500 new pieces across the stores. So it's only a small piece, but we try to give you a flavor of the new inventory that we've got, or if there's something that the team is just in love with, they take pictures and we put it up right away to try and share with our friends.
And that is under Clothes Mentors. We'll have to start following immediately and like the Facebook page and follow on Instagram. Folks, if you're in the market for some designer pumps that might have cost you, you know, brand new $700+, you might be able to get them for a whole lot less. Chris Barnett, as you can hear, she knows her stuff. Clothes Mentors will definitely like the Facebook page and be paying attention and following along. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Is there a Hotties for Humanity event coming up that we can share?
They have them monthly, but they take the holiday season off.
That makes sense.
So you can always go to the website. They have tickets available in advance, and a lot of times they'll have raffles or incentives for people to come, so watch for those too.
Oh, so we'll start keeping an eye out in mid to late December, maybe in the new year, to see how we can support one of those upcoming events.
We'd love it.
Oh, we'd love to do it. We'd love to help. I mean, Woman of the Week is all about helping other women in a myriad of ways. So, and in, from all walks of life, the arts, education, business, you know, we cover the gamut here. So, Chris, you're a great new addition to the program. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.